here this evening as we think of the presentation of the Lord Jesus. And you know, many folks, when they think of the Lord Jesus, they think of him as the Savior on the cross. Some of them think of the Lord Jesus as the babe that was born in Bethlehem. We find that the prophets of the Old Testament look forward to a Messiah that would come. The Bible tells us that Abraham rejoiced to see the day of the Lord Jesus. And it says that he saw it and was glad. And, you know, when we think of God's plan of redemption for mankind, we're reminded in the Bible that something is far a greater mystery than we can understand. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20, it says, who verily or truly was foreordained from the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. The Bible tells us a great mystery that before the foundation of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ was ordained of God, that he would leave heaven's glory, that he would come to this earth and he would become a man that he might be man's substitute for our sin. And throughout the ages, men have looked to that person, the Lord Jesus Christ, for their salvation of their sin. For as long as man has existed from Adam and Eve, man has sinned. And that sin has separated man from God. And man has realized throughout the ages that there's nothing that man can do to take away their sin. Oh, some religions have tried through good works and some religious ceremonies, but none of those things can take away a man's sin. Because there's only one provision for the sin of mankind, and that's Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. Of course, the play tonight is recognizing the fact of his incarnation, that he is God the Son, robed himself with flesh so that he could be our substitute and pay the penalty of our sin on Calvary's cross. But as you listen to the play tonight, there is quite a very significant truth that was presented. And that was this, that the Messiah is someone that you can know. Many people know about him. Some people, sad to say, don't even know about him. But many people know about him and they know the facts about him, but they do not know him personally. And I'd like to just share with a few thoughts with you tonight. How does one come to know God personally? How does one come to know God personally? And the first thing that we must consider about this very vital truth is that man, in order to know God, they have to tell the truth about themselves. They have to know the truth. They have to tell the truth about themselves. You know, we don't always like to do that. We don't really want to tell the truth about ourselves sometimes. The Bible says that God requires truth on the inward part. And what is that? What is that? That is essential that in order for man to know God. The fact is that we are sinners. Yeah, we're sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, you might recognize that you have admitted that you've sinned. Maybe you admit that you've done bad things, but you don't see yourself as a sinner. Well, you know what? That's the first step of coming to know God, is to see yourself to tell the truth about yourself. For the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to his own way. We are sinners. We've sinned against God. We've sinned against God willfully, knowingly, purposely. You know, we would like to say that we're good, but we're not good. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. Not one person. You know, that's the first thing. In order to know God, we have to come and tell the truth about ourselves. That we are sinners. We've sinned against God. And there's nothing that we can do to take away our sin. Oh, all sorts of religions have been invented to try to figure out some way for people to feel better about their sin. But no religion can take away sin. Baptism can't take away sin. Communion can't take away sin. Joining the church can't take away sin. Being good can't take away your sin. There's only one thing that can take away our sin. That's the blood of Jesus Christ. We have to come and realize that we are sinners. But you know, we have to recognize the fact that there is a penalty of sin. You know, we don't have a problem today in this world by accident. The problem is because sin has come into this world. What a mess our world is today. But so our lives are a mess because of sin. And the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. Sin earns something. It's death. You know, you could be a denial that there's a penalty for sin, but the fact is you and I both know that we're all going to die. And the Bible says, for as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You know, death is something that faces everybody in the eye, and that death is the reality of the fact that there is a penalty for sin. But you know, I wish you could, some people would like to say, that's all there is. That's not so. Because after death, there's another death. That's spiritual death. The Bible says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. There's a penalty for sin. That's why Jesus had to die. Because there's a holy God in heaven that can only let perfect people into heaven. Only perfect people. And the only way a person can be perfect is putting their faith completely in Jesus Christ as the only provision for man's sin. Oh yes, we're sinners. You know, it's pretty hard for a person to say, I deserve to go to hell, isn't it? Have you ever come to that point where you told the truth about what God said about sin, where you were able to say, I have sinned and I deserve to go to hell? Who? Well, that's the facts. The wages of sin is death. Have you ever come to that place? But that's why I say that's the beginning. Because in order to come to know Jesus, we have to come on his terms. We have to come as who we are. We have to come as a sinner that needs him, needs his forgiveness, needs his salvation, needs the new birth that only Jesus can give. You know, Jesus said, repent and believe the good news. What's the good news? The good news that Jesus died for our sins. He rose again from the dead. He is alive today. By dying, he paid the penalty for our sins. By raising from the dead, he can give new life to all that believe on him and receive him. And so, you know, it's not too hard. If we recognize the truth about ourselves, that we're sinners, that we deserve to go to hell, we recognize that only Jesus is the provision for our sin, and that he rose from the dead. He is willing and able to save all those who come to him by faith. than tonight. By faith, you could look to Jesus Christ. You could look to Him by faith as the one who died for you and trust Him for the salvation of your soul. You could look to Him in your heart with faith and repentance. And at that moment, He will receive you and make you His child. So simple, isn't it? But that's the message of the Bible. So many people are trying to get there by good works and by religion and all these other things. But the message of the Bible is from the same from the beginning to the end. Every person in the Bible came to salvation exactly the same way. By looking to Jesus Christ in faith as a lost sinner. Putting their sin upon Him. Calling upon Him, trusting Him as a repentant sinner. And at that moment, they've experienced the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of eternal life. And you know what? Then you'll know God. Then you'll know God. You'll know Him personally. And you can begin a life of walking and living for that wonderful God who sent His Son to die on our behalf. And so tonight, as we think about the coming of the Lord Jesus, we rejoice, but we ask this one question. Do you know Him personally? You may know about Him, but that won't get you to heaven. Knowing Him personally is a result of coming to Him as a lost sinner, trusting your sin upon Him, trusting His blood as the payment for your sin, coming to Him as your Lord, as your Savior, in surrender. At that day, moment of faith, you can know Jesus Christ. The Bible says, but as many as received Him, through them gave He power to become the sons of God. I trust that's true in your life. And if this Christmas season, if you have come here tonight and you only know about Jesus Christ, I hope tonight that you will make that step in your life as a humble, lost sinner and turn to Him and trust Him, and you will know Him personally as your Lord and Savior. I trust that so. Let's close with this moment. We're not close yet. Let's take a moment of prayer and let's pray together. Father, thank You as we rejoice in the coming of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, we thank You that as God the Son, taking on human flesh to die on our behalf, that, Lord, that salvation is free. It is the grace of God that offers it to all who will come to the Lord Jesus Christ as repentant sinners. Coming in need, coming in faith, coming, Lord, in belief to Jesus Christ. I pray that even tonight, Lord, that soul that is here tonight, that is without that personal experience of Jesus Christ, that tonight they will call upon Him. They will turn to Him in faith as a sinner and deserving hell, that they will turn to Him who died for them and receive Him as their Lord and Savior. May it be right now in their hearts, right there now while they're at that pew, Lord, sitting, thinking about this, that they will, by faith, turn to Jesus Christ and look to Him as a lost sinner to save them and give them a new heart and a new life. May it be so, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.